Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NBA. Ira Winterman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. And also, Ira, I need your ruling on something because I'm taking a lot of flack from the texters because I admitted last segment that, you know, now that I'm a parent of a four-week-old, I have decided to put one of those baby on board bumper stickers on my car. I don't think there's anything wrong with it because I want people to understand if I'm driving slowly and I'm not driving like a maniac, this is why I'm doing it. Is there anything wrong with this choice that I've made, Ira?
I think it's almost a fool's folly as far as when people are looking down and texting, they're not going to see the sign anyway.
That's a good point.
I think these days, or even in the cars with the panels they have in the middle and the options, it's like it's almost like you're playing Tetris while you're driving. There's an old person reference. I just don't know that any warning sign matters because the percentage of time that drivers are actually looking at the road is so minimal. I'm not sure they're going to see that little yellow sign anymore. So, Dono, I hate to say it, but it's like people said with parenting, you're on your own.
And, you know, Eric Spoelstra became a new father yesterday, Ira. He and his wife, Nikki, welcomed in a son. You know, not that it's any of my business, but have they revealed the name of their son? Because I noticed that did not come out with the announcement.
No, it's funny because I texted Eric on that, and we're all kidding. Whether it's like, you know, a son to be named later, is there a trade in the works?
Yes.
Is this the way for the Heat to get their first-round pick back? So I think you have that in play. And then I was even kidding around with the PR person, Tim Donovan, saying, so will it be Dwayne DWY the usual way? Or if it's LeBron, will it be a capital B? So I think we're all waiting for that reason. You know, I guess at the end of the day, though, when you think about what means the most to Eric Spoelstra, what really tugs at his heart and the emotional attachment, I got a feeling it's only a matter of time till we get to meet and see the face of Udonis Spoelstra.
Yeah, and something that was probably hard to quantify just watching covering that game, but you know, Spoelstra has not missed a game since he's been head coach of the Miami Heat. So if that overtime loss yesterday, Ira, did it seem like anything was lacking with Dan Craig on the bench instead of Eric Spoelstra?
You know, this is very interesting because there was a very fine line in the locker room after the game. And Dan Craig spoke about his defensive approach and how it led to a 14-point fourth quarter for the Pacers, and he was happy with it. And the players spoke about how the Heat didn't adjust to the Pacers' adjustments. The Heat were blitzing the pick and roll. That was working early the way the Pacers were playing. The Pacers then changed their offensive approach, Nate McMillan, and all of a sudden Darren Collison was wide open over and over and over in the corner. And they didn't talk about coaching. They didn't mention the coaching staff, but they said that Indiana changed the approach and we didn't counter that. The one thing I'll say is this, as you know, doing radio for so many years, when you've done something over and over and over, no matter what happens, it's a lot easier to adjust for you. If a guest doesn't call in, if a phone craps out, if the board goes down, the internet goes down, you know how to adjust. And I think for as much as Dan Craig did with a great season in the G League, for as terrific as assistant as he's been for Eric Spoelstra, until you go over the situations and are the man in charge over and over and over again, that's a little bit of what you lose. Eric Spoelstra, 10 years in, I'm not going to say has seen everything, but has seen almost everything. So to me, that's the difference. And maybe last night, it's kind of hard to say because I've always felt it's more about the players. But yeah, I think you can make an argument. If Eric Spoelstra was coaching, it might have turned out differently in Indiana on Sunday.
And after that loss on Sunday, Ira, the Heat, you know, they drop into the eight, but now playoff seeding is what everybody's talking about because you'd probably rather, well, you would rather be, at least on paper, the seven instead of the six. Would you rather face a banged up Boston team or a surging Cavaliers team? So how do you walk that fine line, Ira? And there are going to be teams competing for this. What do you do?
As players and coaches, you don't, because you can't adopt that mentality maybe until the last couple of games. First, you have to get in. The Heat still has to find a way among the remaining, what is it, 7 or 8 games to wind up winning the 3 games they need to assure a playoff berth. That's number one. Number two, it is odd, Alex, and I agree. If you finish number 7, you get the Celtics. Might not have Kyrie for the start of the playoffs. Won't have Marcus Smart. If you finish number 8, you get a Toronto team that really every year they're chokers. They don't win the big series. They're going to have a natural pressure to win the first 2 games of that series. If you can get up to number 5, I think 4 is out of their reach, you're going to wind up, I think, right now with Philadelphia. It looks that way. But even if it's Indiana, you saw how competitive in Indiana the game was yesterday. You can't be 6. Because if you're 6, you are getting a Cleveland team that is the absolute top of its game. They're starting Kevin Love at center again. They've scored 120 points in a franchise-record tying 4 straight games going into tomorrow night at American Airlines Arena. I don't see how you outscore that team. You know, for years now, people have been saying in the West, how do you outscore the Warriors? Now this year they're saying, how do you outscore the Rockets? I don't think the Heat can consistently bring a 120-point game with the roster they have. They have a whole bunch of 12-point scorers. It's not going to work. So I think if the Heat winds up at number 7, they have a chance to win a series. I think if the Heat wind up at number 5, unlikely, but they have a chance to win a series. I think if the Heat wind up at number 8, they have a chance to compete in a series. I think if the Heat wind up at number 6, I think they have a chance to get swept in a series. And Alex, that'll be hard for me to sit down here and be honest with you. LeBron has never lost a first-round series.
Yeah.
So for me to even say the Heat will get a game, hey, if you haven't seen the Cavs, watch them tomorrow night, and you will see a team that knows who they are and a LeBron James who at 33, we say this every year, Alex, it's crazy, might be playing the best basketball of his life.
And the Heat host those Cavaliers tomorrow night, Ira. Yeah. And the Heat have been a lot better at home lately than they've been on the road, that's for sure. But for tomorrow's matchup, I'd circle this on my calendar months ago thinking it was Dwayne Wade's first return to the AAA in a Cavs uniform.
Yeah.
It's a completely different storyline this time around. How do you see tomorrow's matchup shaping up? And what are the big storylines you're watching
for? Well, I just posted my story at sunsentinel.com. Hassan Whiteside, the Heat say, is out again.
Wow.
Now, the Heat, the way they classify that is this. If the game were to be played today, Hassan would be out. However, last Thursday, the Heat said Dwayne Wade was out against Oklahoma City. Friday, he played in Oklahoma City. So there's still hope. Here's the deal. If the Cavs are going to open with Kevin Love at center and then Larry Nance and LeBron at the forward positions, I really wonder if Eric Spoelstra, who will be back coaching, might have to adjust. Because I don't even think you can start Bam Adebayo and have him running out to the corner on Kevin Love. I almost wonder if the Heat's going to counter and play with James Johnson at center and then put Justice Winslow at power forward to help guarding LeBron James and maybe go in that direction. So I think it'll be a little bit of a chess match with the lineup, and I think it would be smart for Eric to do that for this reason. If you're going to wind up against the Cavaliers, test things out. Give it a dry run. See if it works. We know the Cavs are playing to win right now. We know they want to lock down that number 3 so they can rest their players late, so they will be playing full force. I think the Heat might have to adjust. In fact, if Hassan Whiteside does for some reason find a way to play, I really wonder if that's the game to bring him back in anyway, having to open at center against Kevin Love.
Ira, this whole Hassan Whiteside tenure, things have not gone the way I'd hoped or imagined since he signed the big deal 2 summers ago in free agency. How do you think the Heat look at him now? Is this somebody who could be very expendable in a trade coming up?
Oh, I think he's available. I don't know if he's desirable. I don't know what he gets in return. And Alex, I spoke to you back in January when I spoke to a scout and he said, what does Hassan Whiteside, this was before the trading deadline, get you on the open market? And he told me a rotation player and a first round pick. Not an all-star, not even necessarily a starter, but a rotation player and a first round pick, not necessarily a lottery pick.
Wow.
So are you talking about trading Hassan Whiteside for the equivalent of a Tyler Johnson and a number 20 pick and maybe getting a Rozier or player of that quality? That might be the market. I think that's where the Heat might be stuck. If there is even a market for a salary that still has $50 million to go over 2 years on the contract, I think the Heat are in a hard place. And that's why, Alex, if you get him back and he plays well in the playoffs, that is advantageous in both the moment and then in the off-season personnel market.
You know, one of the reasons why I love Ira Winterman so much is he is a big hockey guy, Florida Panthers supporter. And Ira, I know that you were watching like I was this past Saturday when the Panthers woke up in that third period and put four goals on Arizona to win that game and stay in the playoff hunt. But the New Jersey Devils right in front of them are being very pesky and they're winning a lot of games. Do you see the Panthers closing things out as a playoff team?
You know, the one thing is, you still want to be in control of your fate right now. And what people, you know, all this stuff I've been listening to the radio stations today about the Panthers' slim playoff hopes and, like, am I missing something right here?
No, they still control their own destiny.
If the Panthers, exactly, if they win out, and I'm not saying that they're going to win out, okay? But if the Panthers do win out in their final nine games, they're in the playoffs. And I think if you would have said this at the start of the season, based on the seasons the Panthers are coming off, if you were to say to me, okay, Ira, in mid-March, in mid to late March, actually the last week of March, if the Panthers controlled their playoff destiny, would you be content? And I'm more than content. Now, the Luongo injury of being out, coming back and playing very well, and then being out again is an issue. Mostly otherwise they're healthy. Yes, there's the road. But I remember a week ago they went up to, what was it, Montreal and Ottawa, and they were terrific. And, you know, they played well in those games. So it's not like the road is a killer now. Some of these teams are not playing for the stakes that the Panthers are. You know, they've been so much better over the second half of the season. Until they have a bad loss, I'm not going to say anything about being pessimistic. They control their destiny, and I'm expecting them to make the playoffs.
I love it. You want to follow this man on Twitter at Ira Heatbeat. Check out his work in the South Florida Sun Sentinel. He's Ira Winterman, covers the Miami Heat in the NBA for the South Florida Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Ira, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.